President Obama is hosting a state dinner tonight for a handful of veterans who've returned from Iraq. It's a gesture of appreciation for the more than 1.5 million Americans who served during the 9-year war. Some veterans groups have argued that there should be ticker tape parades in Washington, D.C. or New York to welcome the vets home. But the Pentagon says that wouldn't be appropriate because there are still thousands of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. The city of St. Louis, however, did host a parade last month. Jason Hansman is one of the vets who'll be attending tonight's dinner. He was a civil affairs officer in Mosul in 2004 and 2005, working on reconstruction projects, and he's now the membership director for the nonprofit group Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. He joins us from his office in New York. Jason, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Jason, just your thoughts at the start. How does it feel to be going to this dinner tonight?
It's an amazing feeling. I'm humbled and excited to be there to kind of represent the 1 million veterans of Iraq.
The president and founder of IAVA, Paul Rieckhoff, is one of the people who said that he thought there should be a national parade for Iraq War vets. Would you also like to see some sort of big to-do in Washington or New York for Iraq War veterans?
I think the American public really wants something like that to happen. We have heard from countless supporters saying that they want to honor the troops and they want to do it in a big fashion across the country so that all the veterans of Iraq can participate, not just 200 in a state dinner.
You know, this event tonight is the president thanking the veterans for their service on behalf of the country. I wonder, though, if you feel like the wider country acknowledges the people who are over there.
I think they do, and I think St. Louis is a good example of the wider country kind of recognizing Iraq veterans and wanting to welcome them home, especially since the St. Louis parade started with just two civilians, in fact, wanting to do something special for the troops.
The group you work for, the IAVA, is calling for a National Day of Action for Iraq War vets. This is something you're calling Operation Welcome Home. What would that day look like ideally?
I think it would look very similar to St. Louis and, you know, welcoming them home in a parade or some other kind of fashion, but also connecting them with resources. It's more than just about a one-off parade or even a one-off dinner. It's about connecting vets who are struggling in a variety of fashions with the resources that they need to transition home.
So not just ticker tape, but really long-term services.
Absolutely.
Jason, as we said earlier, you served in Mosul from 2004 to 2005. What was it like there at the time, especially in terms of how much violence you encountered?
It was a rough time in general to be in Iraq. It was just after, I think, the second attack in Fallujah. Mosul was a pretty tough place to be in, especially in late 2004. I remember around Ramadan in November, the insurgency burnt down pretty much every police station and public facility in Mosul, and we spent, as a civil affairs unit, spent the rest of our tour rebuilding that damage.
Did you lose anyone you served with?
I didn't lose anyone that was in my unit to combat, actually. We did, however, lose one of my good friends just last year, actually, to suicide.
Someone who had been in Iraq with you?
Yes, someone that had been in Iraq with me. Took his own life last year.
Jason, do you know if the colleague you lost took his life related to something to do with his service?
I believe so. He had just gotten back from a tour as a contractor. I think it was, you know, it's probably a variety of issues. He was a two-tour vet, and he was also having relationship issues. So we find that, you know, it's a compounding issue. It's not just from multiple deployments, but usually some other issues as well.
Sure. Jason, finally, with the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan winding down, what are the main issues that your group, the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, is focusing on right now?
You know, we're highly focused right now on jobs, especially with the unemployment rate being where it is for Iraq veterans. That is our number one focus. But at the same time, we're focused on education, making sure the GI Bill is working for our vets, and also suicide. Suicide is way too high amongst veterans returning home, and we're laser focused on that as well.
Jason, if you get a chance to talk to the president in any length tonight, do you know yet what you'll say?
I do not know what I will say, but I'll probably just thank him for having me at the White House.
Jason, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jason Hansman is the membership director for Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. He'll be one of the vets attending a formal state dinner for Iraq War veterans at the White House tonight.